हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, so then, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Ocean, Third Wave, Chapter 42, Fraternal Loving Affairs, Verse 33, 128. The separation which has been described here is in accordance with the pastimes of the Lord when he appears on earth. However, the inhabitants of Vraja are never separated from Krishna in his eternal pastimes. Right, so when he goes to Mathura, then that aspect and doesn't come back. That only happens here in the Bhoma Lila, like that. But in the Goloka Lila, then that doesn't happen. So Natan Goswami explains, even they have the pastime where they go to Mathura and pay taxes. But when after paying the taxes, then they come back. You know. So you never have this situation there. But it doesn't mean that they don't feel separation when they're not with Krishna. You know. You know, it's just like it said that the boys will be playing with Krishna, and Krishna in playing, he'll running. And then he'll go behind a tree. That moment that he's behind the tree, then they're feeling that separation. Then, you know, he's running, and then when he comes out the other side, now then again they're connected with Krishna, even though that's only a moment, you know, like that. Srila Jiva Goswami. Spashta Lila means the pastimes on earth. Prakata Lila. The condition of separation occurs during the pastimes on earth. But there's no separation from Krishna at all for the inhabitants of Braja. With the Apashta Lila. Aspashta. The pastimes in the spiritual world. That meaning should be applied in the last line. There are two types of pastimes, prakata and aprakata. Prakata Lila means pastimes visible to people of this world. These are occasional appearances. Aprakata Lilas are those pastimes which cannot be seen by people of this world. These are eternal and take place in Vrindavan and other places. The eternal pastimes are glorified in the Skanda Purana, Agama scriptures, the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, and Bhagavatam. Jayati, so this is the present tense, is used to express the eternal nature of what is described in this verse. Jayati, Jananivaso, Devaki Janmavado, Yaruvara, Parishat, Sver, Dorbir, Asyan, Adharmam. Stirachara Vrijirina Kna Sushmita Sri Mukena Rajapura Vanitanam Vardhayan Kama Devam. Lord Krishna lives eternally among the cowherd men and the Yadavas, and is conclusively both the sons of Devaki and Jashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherd men, and with his mighty arms he kills everything unauspicious. In Braja, Mathura, and Dwarka. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert, and the suffering of separation of the inhabitants of Braja and Dwarka. His blissful smiling face always increases the desires of the gopis of Vrindavan and women of Mathura and Dwarka. He remains eternally in this situation. Right, so it means he doesn't go away. In those uppercut pastimes, the lords did not leave and go to other places because the pastimes are eternal there and separation would stop these pastimes. In the earthly pastimes, however, occasionally the Lord leaves Breja and goes to other places. Thus, the various bhavas of the Lord, along with his associates, exhibited during his earthly pastimes, associated with a particular earthly pastimes, will also be occasionally and different from those in the eternal pastimes. Because of the differences in manifestation of these earthly pastimes from the eternal pastimes, Krishna and his devotees during the earthly pastimes will take up identities different from their identities in the eternal pastimes by arrangement of the Leela Shakti. It is similar to Krishna manifesting different identities for each queen when he married 16,000 maidens. However, in order to maintain the rasas in the earthly and in the earthly and eternal pastimes, the Lord's devotees will never investigate their separate identities in the earthly and eternal pastimes. If they were simultaneously aware of the eternal pastimes during the earthly pastimes, there could not be any separation after meeting during earthly pastimes, such as Krishna going to Mathura and not returning, right? So therefore, they're unable to appreciate. They don't investigate that. So Nanda Baba in the Prakat Leela doesn't investigate Nanda Baba in the Aprakat Leela. Therefore, the eternal pastimes are going on at the same time as, and Krishna's always there in Vrindavan at the same time as he can have gone to Mathura and feeling separation. Because one's happening in the Prakat, one's happening in the Aprakat. So in the Aprakat, he never leaves Vrindavan. He's always there. But in the Prakat, then he leaves. But at the same time, is because the devotees are always absorbed in him, then in his bhava feature, he's always there. So he still never leaves. But it's just one will give the feeling of separation and one won't. Yes.
Does it mean, Maharaj, that Prakat and Aprakat never cross their ways?
No. Like that, they don't. They just don't see each other. Hmm. You know, it's because it said the Leela Shakti. So they're different identities. Take identities different from their identities in the eternal pastime by arrangement of the Leela Shakti. So by arrangement of Leela Shakti, it says they never investigate. So they don't see. That's why you see is there's a difference in a description when we see Uddhava going to Vrindavan. So when he first comes in, he's seeing the Aprakat Leela. Everything's wonderful and perfect and everybody's so joyous and colorful. But then when he actually gets to Nanda Bhavan and sees Nanda Baba, then he's seeing the Prakat Leela, where they're feeling the separation and everything like that. But he's not seeing all the aspects of the Prakat Leela because he doesn't see that the stoves are not used and this and that. So in other words, for the environment and the general environment, he's seeing the apricot. But when he's specifically dealing with Nanda and the Yashoda or with the gopis, then he's seeing the prakat. So like that, the Leela Shakti arranges this. Why? Because Krishna wants to show the superiority of Raja and their mood. And so then he's able to appreciate that. Uddhava. Is that okay?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you.
Okay.
You want to Maharaj? Take
something? Oh.
Hare okay. Krishna. Is there a connection at any level between Leela Shakti and Yoga Maya?
Leela Shakti and Yoga Maya. See, Yoga Maya is Sarup Shakti. That means all the aspects are there. But when we say Leela, then it'll be bringing out that aspect. And Yoga Maya, then that aspect. So it's just a matter of what aspect is being brought out, then you call. But otherwise, it's basically the same thing. Because you have Shri, Bhu, and Neela, right? And so Neela is the arrangement of the situation. But Bhu is the environment and what's within. Like you have the pastime, you know, you have Vrindavan, but the particular arrangement, that'll be Neela. So you see, when we see Purnamasi, she's dealing with both. Because she's Shurup Shakti. But it's just a matter of which aspect you're bringing out. When you say Haladini, then you're meaning Radharani. Because Purnamasi, even though she's Sarup Shakti, she doesn't take the form of Haladini. That's Radharani. So that's the point is that it means if Radharani is already taking that aspect, then what's left? So in other words, Krishna is dealing, he's the Lord of the Icha Shakti. So that means the Jnana and Kriya, he's also the master of, but he takes care of that by expanding his Balaram and Mahanarayan. And then they deal with those aspects. Right? And so, yes. So then dealing with those aspects, then everything's complete. So in the same way, but you can just say she takes. So in other words, what's the Icha is for his enjoyment. Therefore, the Haladini. So that would mean then she deals with the Haladini and the Icha, and Purnamasi deals with the Samvit and Sandini and the Jnana and Kriya. Because those are just features of the same thing, you know. The Vastu Triad, it has these features. The Sarup Shakti has these features that the influence, like the I think the Prabhava is the Jnana, Kriya, and Icha, and the Anubhava is the Sandini, Samvit, and Ladini. The same position, but they just give that different flavor. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, and then you wanted to say something?
There is a glimpse in one of the pastimes which shows like all the Nanda Baba and the Vrajavasis get into their lake and they see themselves, the whole Vrindavan. There are two or three instances that is mentioned, I think, in Krishna Sandarbha where that overlaps of Aprakat and Prakat is mentioned, but how they react to that is like they see it as just as Krishna's some magic and then they're back to their normal thing after that.
Yeah, so giving that example that sometimes they see, like Mother Jashoda, she sees herself, she sees everything, she sees like that. Illusion here or something like that. So that's how they deal. While we see in Dwarka, then they just drop into a mood of servitorship. They just drop out of whatever rasa they're in into the dasya. So it's a very different reaction. Vaikuntha, this never happens. Yogamaya never arranges these things. Because he's always just God. It's always majesty. Yes. Someone saying something or?
No much.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're good? All this? Yeah? Yes? No, very good? Okay. Thus, when the verse says that there's no separation at all for the inhabitants of Braja, it means that though there's separation after meeting in the earthly pastimes, there's no separation at all in the eternal non-earthly pastimes. However, even during the earthly pastimes, there's an arrangement for all these things to be accomplished perfectly. And thus, the experience of pleasure ultimately manifests during the earthly pastimes. By finally reuniting with the inhabitants of Braja, the Lord makes the two types of pastimes become one. The earthly pastime identities of Krishna and his devotees merge with their eternal pastime identities. When the separation experienced in earthly pastimes comes to an end. This will be understood from the descriptions at the end of the section of Vatsalya Rasa 3476. Like we see is that the Prakat pastimes are going on. Then when Krishna, after that pastime with Danta Bakri, goes back to Vrindavan for those 2 months, then we see is that sometime in there, then the two merge into each other, and then you don't see the Aprakat pastimes anymore. They're gone. I mean, the Prakat pastimes anymore. They're just gone. So then we can't see them anymore. The Prakat pastimes in Dwarka continue, but the Prakat pastimes in Braj are over. And so they just go together because they're the same person with that. So Yoga Maya takes care of all this kind of stuff. So that's why time and space are not so important, because of now, we see how much trouble there is in time and space trying to figure out the pollution of the consciousness of the jiva and that situation. So how much even more this, so it's just, you can't deal with time and space in these things. It's just not appropriate. Srila Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur. States of separation such as Purva Rag before meeting for the first time in Madhura Ras, or when Krishna is out herding the cows, leaving for a short time only, are relished by the sadhakas, the siddhas, the eternal associates, the gopis, and Krishna. Because there always remains a relationship of ashraya and vishraya alambaras. But when Krishna departs for Mathura and stays away for a very long time, the pain of separation is intolerable. That is explained in this verse. The pain of separation when Krishna goes to Mathura, which has been described, proktayam, belongs to the Prakat Lila. In the Prakat Lila, separation from Krishna by his going to Mathura does not exist for the inhabitants of Raja at all. This is proved by a statement from the Skanda Puran, the next verse in the text. It is also said, Krishna, who is complete in himself, is different from Krishna of the Yadu dynasty. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan to go elsewhere. Lagu Bhagavatamrita 6.4.6.1. One should not come to the following conclusion, however, that there are two types of pastimes, Prakat and Apakat. The Prakat pastimes are those which are visible to the people of this world. They are occasional and temporary. The Apakat pastimes are those which are not visible to this world. They exist eternally in Vrindavan and other places, right? So then we have to be careful with these things, because otherwise then the difficulty comes up is that we hear some particular detail, these finer details, because, we always want to hear these elements of the rasa and these finer hidden, the rahasya, or the hidden comments and hidden points. But then the problem when we hear them, then we have to be careful we don't make some mundane conclusion based on that. Otherwise, then we'll just get distracted and they come up with all kinds of weird things. This is how apasampadaya comes up and all these different things, is they just take something and then take it out of context. So we see, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here, is that states of separation, such as Purva Rag, before meeting for the first time in Madhurya Ras, or when Krishna is out herding the cows, leaving for a short time only, are relished by the sadhakas, the siddhas, the eternal associates, the gopis, and Krishna, because there always remains a relationship of ashraya and vishraya, alambanas. So that's always going on in the eternal. So only in the apricot, the Prakat Lila, then we see Krishna goes away for a long time and doesn't come back. That only happens in the Prakat Lila. In the Apricot, then what we see in the daily pastimes of him coming and going, going out, so Mother Jashoda feels separation, or he comes back, so the gopis feel separation, or, all these things. Those things in the 24-hour day, in the Astakalya Lila, that's always going on. That's eternal. But the thing where he leaves some Mathura and that's only happens to Prakat Lila. So as we see is that one takes on a different identity within these two, that there's two different forms of the Prakat and Apricot. And then when the Prakat Lila is over, then they merge back into the Apricot Lila personalities. So these aspects, these are all arranged by Yoga Maya. So in the same way, when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, then it's a different form, because he's still there in the Prakat Lila, still there in Vrindavan. He never leaves. But in the Apricot, but in the Prakat, it appears he's left. So there, he's still there also in the mood, but in the Apricot, he never leaves. Even if we went to Mathura, when Nanda Baba, you see, he goes in, kills Kamsa, does all that kind of stuff, then the next day they go back. They pay the taxes and go back. So every year they have to pay the taxes. So every year they'll go in for the day and come back. So they'll leave in the morning, get to Mathura, and then stay the night, come back the next morning. You know, so there'll be that sense of temporary separation that's there in the Astakaliya Lila. And so this is just an occasional pastime that happens, just like the various demons come up. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then it's explained how, I think it's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, then how, you know, Kaliya Naga in the apricot Lila, he comes along and then he's chastised and all that. And then after that, then Krishna, you know, rides him around and all that, and you know, like that for fun. And then the pastime's over. So no demons are killed there, you know, or Aristasura, then he's tamed and all that. And he puts a rope through his, you know, the ring in his nose, and then takes them and ties them to the Shiva temple at the bottom of Nandagam, you know, because there's the temple of Shiva down there. You know, so these kind of things are going on. So it's a slightly different flavor, slightly different. So one shouldn't make the mistake that it they're, you know, in other words, they have that difference, but at the same time, they're not different. There's only the eternal pastimes, but when they're occasionally done, you know, and temporarily, they have these other forms to them. Like that.
Maharaj?
Yes.
In the Gopal Champu, as we know, it's a aprakat lila describing a prakat lila. And everyone is actually present when the narration of the prakat lila is being described. And when right. There are pastimes of separation, Jiva Goswami described the restlessness and the anxiety of the bridge buses when actually Krishna is not going anywhere. And they have to be reminded, don't worry, Krishna is not going. This is just a story I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. So it means something to be, is a point to be, or you're just bringing
I'm saying the narration creates emotions of separation, when actually the separation doesn't take place.
Yes. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that there's not that feeling of viraha, like you said, when Krishna goes to goes out into the cowherd fields and then, you know, Yashoda stays back at Nandababa. But he'll be back in the evening.
Like correct.
So here is that when they're telling these stories about the Prakat Lila, where he goes and he doesn't come back, you know, then they may have those feelings and all that, but then, like you say, then it's explained that no, this is just a story. And so they're able to move around, because the idea is that all these things are for rasa, for that taste. That's why all these different situations are there, the different realms are there to bring out the different flavors and all that. So they don't conflict with one another. It's not this or that. It's that they're all just, because they're all coming from Krishna, so there can't be a conflict.
Yes.
You know, but the position of sambhog and viraha, that remains. But it just, you don't have that intensity of viraha that he has when he goes to Mathura and doesn't come back. Okay.
Yes.
And the Krishna goes to Dwarka is the same Krishna, but because he's dealing with the Dwarka Vasis, there's a slightly different mood. So he expands. It's a different form. So he never leaves Vrindavan, because in that mood, as Krishna in Vrindavan, he never manifests that outside. But when we see the Brajavasis come to Kurukshetra, then they're interacting with Krishna from Braja, but he's just dressed as Krishna from Dwarka. So we can't make so much of a distinction between them, but at the same time, there's a difference in the flavor.
Yes.
So that's the difficulty, you get that balance, because otherwise we want to say, well, it's this or it's that. You know, we're only satisfied when it's like that. You know, it's all or nothing. But that's not actually how it has to work.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah? Okay. This could not be said. Okay, now Okay, so in this conclusion, one should not come to the following conclusion. However, there are two types of pastimes, prakat and apakat. The prakat pastimes are those who are visible to people of this world. They are occasional and temporary. The apakat pastimes are those which are not visible to this world. They exist eternally in Vrindavan and other places. So you shouldn't come to that conclusion. This cannot be said, Acharya says. One attributes a temporary nature to the prakat pastimes described by Sri Sukadeva, Parasara, Vyasa, and others in the Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana, Hari Vamsa, Padma Purana, and other scriptures. One can as well logically attribute a temporary nature to the apricot pastimes described by the same authors, who are recent beings. By claiming the temporary nature of all pastimes, after showing the apricot pastimes to be temporary by equating them with the temporary prakat pastimes, all pastimes end up as mere material actions. So that's why you have to be very careful about this. When you say occasional and temporary, means on the material platform, they appear to be occasional and temporary, but they're eternal. They're the same pastimes. It's just being manifest, it can be proper. It's able to be appreciated, because the apricot, then we're not able to perceive at all. So when the prakat is there, then those are what are described in the Vedic literatures, and we're able to appreciate. So we have to be very careful. One second. Yes.
Well, so can we say?
Can we see this in the light of saying the Sthayi Bhava? When one reaches the stage of prema, then it is a continuous, like the Sthayi Bhava of pure devotees, because their bhava is continuous, and then that's why they are qualified to be in that aprakat leela where everything is continuous. Instead, there is no breaks or.
Is that you're taking part in the eternal pastimes, but it's just prakat means that it's manifest so you can see it, but it has its own form, but it's still an expansion of the eternal forms. So, but that doesn't make it temporary. So that's the difficulty here, is that time and space can't be explained, these things. That has to be very. From the taste that's being given there, because Nanda Baba can have both, right? It's not that when there's one, there's not the other, because that's what he's saying. If he's saying that this is temporary, then that would mean when this is going on, that's not, so that's temporary. So then everything's temporary, and then you end up with nothing, right? So Nanda Baba is able to taste those that the, you know, always being with Krishna and Vrindavan. At the same time, he's able to taste that he's gone to Mathura, right? Because it also has that taste. And so that's tasted there in that pastime. Just like the gopis taste what it means having husbands, while in the apricot, there are no husbands, but still that taste is the one that's applied, right? So they don't have to be physically present. It means that a girl feels she has a husband, then it creates the effect. Even though physically she may not in the apricot, you know, like that, but in the prakat, she does. You know, it's just like you talk about in the apricot, they'll talk about prakat pastimes. And it's directly part of what's going on. You know, it's just like, you know, they'll be discussing what Krishna did in Ram Leela. You know, so let alone in the same Leela, in another Leela, they're discussing, and they're seeing as the same person. So it's all just there for taste, because there is no time and space. So we have to shift from this ascending process to use our intelligence and senses to understand things, to the descending, where this is what's there and how does it connect to Krishna? How does it serve Krishna? How is Krishna pleased with this? Does that make sense? So that becomes a very important aspect to appreciate. So that's why the acharyas pointed out, but at the same time point out, you have to be very careful. Don't do this, right? If the pastimes, which such as being born, are shown to people of this world out of mercy, they are called prakat pastimes. And if those pastimes are concealed from the world's view, they are called aprakat. Thus, in essence, there's no difference between the prakat and aprakat pastimes. Thus, it is stated. The extraordinary pastimes, such as birth of the Lord, are without beginning. Krishna never deteriorates at all by any cause. Lagu Bhagavatamrita 3:8-7. So it's just out of mercy that he performs these pastimes. So he's never born, but he performs the pastime where he appears so that we who think in time and space are able to kind of relate. Otherwise, we see is that unnecessarily based on our inability to understand anything outside of time and space by logic, that we may try to apply this to an aspect of devotional service or devotional practice. And because of that, then we're going to doubt or neglect the pure devotional service because of that. So that's why then you don't need to get into those things. Right, this is in the third Western Ocean, right? So in the beginning, Krishna only gives the Eastern Ocean. That's all. That's all that's studied along with Bhagavad Gita. And then these other, so the South, Western, and Northern Ocean, these are discussed then later, once one can appreciate. When one can see with a descending point of view, then they make sense. But it doesn't mean that you can't read it at any time, because how Prabhupada's explained it makes it accessible for everyone to whatever degree of their qualification. What we see is that when this degree of qualification improves, then one can see it in further context. And so then the acharyas have made these points. Thus, the scriptures have shown that the prakat pastimes are eternal. This will now be explained, like the Lord who is one but has infinite forms. Braja also has infinite forms, but in this world, people see only the pastimes appearing in one manifestation of Braja. They do not see the pastimes in the other manifestations of Braja. Pastimes of birth, Kumara, Pargandhan, Kaishor ages, and the departure for Mathura of Krishna, situated in that manifestation, appear in millions of universes. Seems to have not gone back. Okay, so just 1 second here. Oh, it's not, it's just not happening. Okay, yeah. Thus the scriptures, okay, then. It is just like the rising of the sun situated in a particular position in the zodiac, morning, noon, and afternoon. These are all seen in different parts of India, but are not seen everywhere at the same time. So we're sitting here in Bengal, in Mayapur, so we'll see the sun rise here and set here. We don't see it rising and setting anywhere else, but it's always going on. So it's constantly rising, constantly setting, constantly high noon. It's always there. It's eternal. There is a difference, however. The rising of the sun, morning, noon, and afternoon are not real, only apparent, and not eternal, though repetitive. Right? So we're saying here in the material world. It's not real because it's only apparent because there is, but it's not eternal because, even though it's repetitive, because at some point it will be destroyed. But Krishna's pastimes of Braja are real and eternal as testified by the scriptures. So even though you have these flavors that it has these, it actually eternally is going on. That is the difference. Just as there's always a rising of the sun, morning, noon, and afternoon at some place, Krishna always has his birth, childhood, killing of the demons, and departure from Mathura in some universe. Thus the prakat pastimes are eternal, just as the sun is perceived in all conditions, in all places over a period of 24 hours. The pastimes of Krishna will be perceived in all the different universes during the day of Brahma in a secluded, a scheduled manner. The prakat pastimes, which are seen by people, are actually the aprakat pastimes, but appearing to be dependent on time and space, right? So what one's seeing is the aprakat pastimes, the eternal pastimes. Just they appear to be dependent on time and space, and so we can relate to them. So that's the whole idea, because then you have that linear form and everything like that. And so we can relate to it. It appears to be dependent on time and space, but it's not, because it's just Krishna desires to do these things and it happens. They're not dependent on that. So that, therefore, you don't need to compare the two. And since they are the apricot, you don't have to worry about, oh, give these up and that. You know, the higher level is just, oh, I'm just meditating on the apricot. Because the point is, the apricot is just apricot manifest so we can see it. As Uddhava says, my dear Vidura, the sun of the world, Lord Krishna, has set, and our house has now been swallowed by the great snake of time. What can I say to you about our welfare? Srimad Bhagavatam 327. Right? This applies also to the pastimes of Mathura and Dwarka, right? So it says you say set and been swallowed, but they're eternal, but it just appears that way so that it appears to be dependent on time and space because it gives a particular flavor. Just like in the apricot, it appears as time and space, even though there's no time and space. This applies, means the material time and space. This appears also in the pastimes of Mathura and Dwarka. The pastimes taking place in the multitude of manifestation of Braja are not seen by the people of the world. These manifestations are unlimited and are not connected with each other. This is understood from the following statement. Quote, at present, however, the many hills, forests, villages, and other places in Vrindavan that had been decorated with Lord Krishna's childhood pastimes and other pastimes still wonderfully remain. Lagu Bhagavatamrita 513. All these manifestations of the awareness of the Lord's associates also remain separate, because the multitude of manifestations remain separate. In those manifestations, Krishna separately has pastimes of birth, Balya, Pauganda, and Kishore ages. Sometimes these manifestations appear in sequence one after the other. Sometimes they appear together. In any case, the appearances are certain. But in the apricot manifestation, the pastimes of departing from Mathura does not take place, because Krishna's devotees always remain performing pastimes in the apricot manifestations of Mathura. It is also stated, right? Because in the Mathura pastimes, in the apricot pastimes of Mathura, it's not that at one point he comes from Vrindavan there. He's always there. But at the same time is, because of the apricot, there is the element that he's come there. Right? That flavor will be there, though it's eternally going on. It is also stated, in his prakat pastimes, Lord Krishna will go from Gokula to Mathura to Dwarka, and then he will return. Lagu Bhagavatamrita 439. From Vraja, Krishna goes to Mathura, then Dwarka, and then returns from Dwarka to Vraja after killing Dantavakra. This will happen in the prakat pastimes, and not in the apricot pastimes. This can also be understood to mean that in Vraja itself, they will be going to the forest from the village, returning from Mahavan to Vrindavan. So all these things going on. So when Krishna goes to Mathura and is performing the pastimes there, the apricot pastimes of Vrindavan, he's still going out to Madhavan and Vrindavan and like that, and coming back, you know, like this, it's still going on. It doesn't change. But at the same time as then in the prakat, there's the feeling of separation that he's left for Mathura. So Yoga Mai, yes, please.
Sorry. So it seems that the sequence of pastimes, as we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, that's the prakat pastimes, but each yes. individual pastime in apricot lila eternally coexists with all the other pastimes. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. It means everything's going on. They're eternal, means they're always. Just like you see is that, now let us say someone is a devotee of Mother Jashoda, right? So that means then in the leelas, depending on what it is it Kumara, is it the Balya, you know, I mean the Balya, the Pauganda, you know, where it is, those pastimes will eternally be going on. At the same time in the prakat pastimes, I mean in other apricot pastimes, then he may be Kishora. You know, with Krishna and the gopis. So all these things are always eternally going on. It's just a matter of your placement, where that flavor is there according to your rati for Krishna. And then the Prakat pastimes, those are going on so that we here, the conditioned souls, have something to relate to so that we can connect ourselves to Krishna, see our relationship with Krishna. And at the same time as those things that are that appear to be dependent on time and space, you know, because there they do every day something, so there's something where something starts, then that is appreciated. You know, it becomes part of the apricot pastimes. Does that make sense?
Yes, Maharaj, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends in Jiva Dharma to start with, to meditate, to start with the prakat pastime, and then
yes.
to slowly shift into the apricot pastime. So
yes.
can we say it in the beginning, we just get a general picture of Krishna's pastime. And then slowly, we go into the area where our interest is.
Yes, you could say like that. You're going to have the aspect is that the apricot means one's always there and always absorbed. How would you be part of the apricot pastimes unless you can be there? So unless you're on the Uttama platform, you can't function in that position anyway. Right? Unless you're on the Brahmaputta platform. But the prakat, then you can look through from here to there and Krishna this and that. You won't be looking at it from the Astakalya Leela. Because Astakalya Leela means you'll be, you know, this is there, now that's the next thing. It's just going in that cycle.
Right.
You know, you can remember other things. So, you know, the night before he did this, or, you know, at noontime maybe we'll meet here, or this kind of things like that. But it's within that context. So it means it's always going on in there. Does that make sense to be absorbed like that? Because otherwise, then we're attracted because, oh, he kills Aristasura or Agasura, or, you know, he does these different aspects, how he grows up and does these different things. And so like that, because of that seeming depends on time and space, we're able to relate and that's there. So it's not that it's higher, meaning that the prakat aren't, they're just part of the aprakat. They're all eternally going on. It's just these, by mercy, these ones are manifest. So we can see.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it's still in the prakat pastimes, it's still going through the Astakalya Leela.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, we're able to see in that time and space element, and we may, you know, jump from here to there and this. How are you going to be in Astakalya Leela if you keep jumping around? Right. Because the taste of now is what's going on now. So either you're with Krishna and that's being tasted, or you're not with Krishna and that taste is there. You know, and if you're not with Krishna, then you were with Krishna or you're going to be with Krishna. You know, but if it's going from here and there and this and that, that'll be Prakat Leela. Point is if you're connected to Krishna, that's perfection. And naturally from the one will come the other. So one doesn't have to worry. That's why it says gradual, because it's step by step. Because as we see, because one would say, well, how do you know how quick this, that, and why can't it be more quick? Krishna already in the Gita explains this. You know, having heard all this, best just surrender to him right now. And if you haven't done that, now practice sadhana bhakti. So in other words, if you have a question about this, it must be sadhana bhakti.
Right? Obvious.
So therefore, then yeah, obvious. So therefore, don't worry about it. It'll move at whatever speed it moves. You want it to go faster, absorb yourself more in Krishna. There's no trick. There's no like that. Associate with devotees, chant Hare Krishna, do service, try to, you know, always be hearing and chanting. That will bring about remembrance. So they're so absorbed in Krishna, then they always remember. Well, we tend to be absorbed in so many things, like, you know, in 20 minutes is breakfast, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so therefore we might get distracted from the apricot leela, and then we'll just be absorbed in the apricot leela of what we're offering for breakfast to Krishna this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the point, is there's a difference, but there's no difference. So one should not make too much difference. They're simultaneously one and different. They're different in that by the mercy for the conditioned souls, they're able to appreciate. But at the same time, they're non-different because prakat are just aprakat pastimes so that we can see them. You know, it'd be just like this. Let's say there is a, that there's a, let's say, you know, just for example, there's a very complete trailer for a movie, right? So it's there so we can appreciate it because we have no, you know, no context. But, you know, then there's the movie, and that movie can keep going on and on and on. So prakat means it's a trailer. It's the same, it's parts of the same movie. It's not something different. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, and the apricot, then there'll be so many more varieties. So major ones are brought out. It's just like, okay, if we think of, okay, what are different cuisines? You know, I mean, what are different menus? And we'll generally make very, very obviously different menus, right? We're not going to go, okay, let's say rice with a mixed sabji. Okay, but rice with the same mixed sabji, but today we'll put bay leaves in it. You know, rice with a mixed sabji, and then instead of, okay, the bay leaves are there, we'll leave that, but instead of jeera, we're going to use kala jeera. Okay, the next day, rice with the mixed sabji, but instead of that, we're going to put panchwaram. Now, the next day, we're going to have the panchwaram, but without the bay leaf. Right? And then, do you put tomato in or not? Do you put dhanyapati or not? You know, you put ginger in the chaunts or not, you use green chili, you use red chili or not, you put bodhis or not. Like that, we can get unlimited combinations of that one sabji. So that goes on in the apricot because it's eternal, you go like that. But in a short time, you know, the seeming short time that's present here, then you pick the major ones, the ones that they really stand out, because in these combinations, then, you know, certain ones will notice. Every day, demons were coming to Vrindavan. Every day. But it only mentions the major ones. You know, that are quite unique. So Aristasura, Agasura, you know, the whirlwind demon and lots of sura. But every day a demon was coming, and every day Krishna would kill a demon. Right? So it wasn't that it was only those demons. But these are the major ones. You know, you got them, you know, you got everybody else. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You know, so that's the whole point.
Basically, we can say it's two features of the same pastime.
Yes, yes. It's just one is there for mercy so that we can appreciate and all that. And the other is that. Okay, what was it? Where did he say that? Yeah, can't remember where he said it's just out of mercy. We just heard that, but I don't see it. Okay, but yeah, it's just out of his mercy. They manifest so that we can see.
So if we look at approximately 10 years of Krishna in Braj, at the rate of 365 days a year, we're looking at 3,650 demons.
Yeah. And so the major ones are there. Why do you need to hear all the other guys, the small timers? You know, does that make sense? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, you've seen Al Pacino, so do you need to see any other mafioso guy? Yeah. Like, you know, who cares? You know, for a variety, okay, Joe Pesci comes in, and that's it. You know, I mean, who cares? Right?
Yes.
So you see, these are major ones that have very extended. And other ones, it's just they walk in, he grabs them, kills them, and that's it. And the coward boys, Haribo, you know, and go have lunch. So. Yeah, so we shouldn't think that because the see as Balya Lila is going on, is Kaishora Lila is not going on. It's also going on. It's just that it's manifest in a linear fashion for us so we can relate to it. And it also gives the wide range so it attracts all the devotees from all aspects. One should not say, however, that the apricot pastimes are superior to the prakat pastimes, right? So here's the one that we're going to naturally, because we look at time and space, well, that's okay, so that's better. You know, I got to have that. That's why these are important. Otherwise, as you said, gradually, but we'll try to speed up gradually to over the next 3 days rather than, you know, like that. Since there's no pain of separation by Krishna going to Mathura in the apricot pastimes. Because the pain of separation is a manifestation of transformations that take place in Mahabhava, the highest form of bliss expressed in Song of the Bee. Okay, Brahma Gita, yeah. Which is a lamentation in transcendental insanity. Uddhava, seeing the supreme form of the gopi's love, became astonished at the superiority of the gopi's love to the love of Lakshmi. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up. They have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter at the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Or let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs of Vrindavan, because the gopis trampled them and blessed them with the dust of the lotus feet, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-61. When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa dance, Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor has never been bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls on the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60. One should also not consider that separation is inferior to meeting with Krishna, because even in separation, the two lovers possessing Stai Bhava with Rati, Prema, Sneha, and higher levels of attachment by memory alone, stimulated by the Vibhavas, become filled with unlimited pleasure of enjoying each other through direct contact, with embraces, kissing, and contact with mind and eye. Right. So even though in separation, by remembrance, by that bhava, they're directly associating with Krishna. Even though physically they're not there, but at the same time they're there because it's a matter of the experience, right? So you shouldn't say, okay, well, this is better because they have the separation and this is not. Same time as the other, they have it goes the other way. So, yeah. Then he said here from Padyavali, separation from Krishna is better than meeting him. When I meet him, there's only one Krishna. But when I am separated from him, the three worlds become filled with Krishnas. Padyabali 2:40. One should not say that when an appearance of the Lord through remembrance or through actual presence ends, there is sorrow due to the intolerable pain of separation. This pain is another form of bliss because its nature is purely spiritual, caused by the Haladini and Samvit Shaktis. The author explains how this pain is actually a form of knowledge in the Ujjvala Nilamani, right? Because when the Sandini and Samvit are combined together in devotion, Samvit and Ladini are combined, then the Sandini reveals everything, makes everything very clear. And then, you know, because Sandini is in the environment in which the pastimes are taking place, the technicalities that are there. One should also understand that there are degrees of intensity in the separation and meeting in Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya relationships. Right? Yeah, so one has to understand that they're different and non-different. And so one doesn't make that, one can distinguish because of the flavor, but one doesn't distinguish, oh, this is better, that's not, and get into all those kinds of things. My God. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, how are we doing? A little bit more. Okay. 3.3.129. This is stated in the Skanda Purana, Mathura Kanda. Krishna, along with Balaram, surrounded by the boys of Braja, plays eternally in Vrindavan with the cows and calf. 3.3.130, right? Because this is in Mathura Kanda. So they're talking about Mathura, but it's saying, no, but he eternally plays in Vrindavan with the cows and calves. So that's also going on. So he's in Mathura, and the pastimes are being explained. But at the same time, it's going on in Vrindavan. 3.3.130, Siddhi, meeting Krishna for the first time. Arjuna, seeing Krishna in the house of the potter in Drupad's town, became motionless like a picture, and thus revealed himself as a true friend. Srila Prabhupada. In the Mathura Kanda chapter of the Skanda Purana, there's a description of Krishna and Balaram surrounded by all the cowherd boys, always engaged in taking care of the cows and calves. When Krishna was met by Arjuna in a potter's shop in the city of Drupad Nagara, because of the similarity of their bodily features, they made intimate friendship. This is an instance of friendship caused by the attraction of similar bodies. Yeah, so it's interesting is that, so here then this is being brought out, and you see then in the where is that? Skanda Purana, then this comes out. But we see in Mahabharata, it doesn't put any emphasis on this. It doesn't say that they are meeting for the first time. So it's interesting as though, even though in Mahabharata, there's so many details, and other when it comes to actually the rasa being tasted and all that, it's very quick, the descriptions. But when it describes the environment around, the various elements that are there, the particular things like what trees are there, what birds are there, you know, all these different things, those kind of things, that say doing this, this or doing that, that explains. But the taste that's there, it'll just say it was very pleasant. And that's it. So you see, it's just a different emphasis. Srila Jiva Goswami. Pandava here refers to Arjuna, since he's the chief among the Pandavas in Sakya Rasa, right? Because he's exactly equal. Bhima and Yudhishthira, though they're friends, they all have that little bit of that, they're senior. And Nakula and Sahadeva, even though they're friends, are a little junior. So then when Arjuna is actually exactly the same age, so they have that same age, same bodily features like that. So then they're going to have that sense of intimate friendship based on that closeness that's there, that nature. So here when it says Pandava, it means him. Chakri refers to the potter's house in Drupad's town where the Pandavas were staying during Drupad's Swayamvar ceremony. Right, because chakri, because a potter means he works with a chakra, right? He has this round stone, big round stone. And that then they put it, probably get it in the picture because it's a very small stone. So the stone is there and has the point on the bottom and a hole on one side. And he sticks the stick in there and starts moving it until it gets going. And until it spins fast enough, it'll just stay at that speed. Then he does all his pottery work. So that's the point, is that they're without the potter's wheel, so therefore he's chakri. This is understood from the story in Mahabharata, Adiparva 193. Arjuna became motionless, just like a figure in a picture. Chitrakaram, mitrakaram, means that this showed that he was qualified to be a friend of Krishna. Okay. Yeah, now we go into the next quality. So that was Siddhi, meeting for the first time. Next we're going to Tushti, meeting Krishna after some separation. Right? So then we'll continue with that on Monday. Monday we'll also start the evening class. Okay. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai.